USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An advisory panel is considering recommending a booster shot of Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. The meeting comes as the FDA approved the booster shots and said it's okay to mix and match on Wednesday. If a committee issues a recommendation, it will be up to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky to sign off. That could happen as early as tomorrow, making additional shots available for immediate distribution. Texas believes the Justice Department can't get involved in lawsuits regarding the state's new pro-life law. Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton filing a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court saying the Biden administration has no case because the law is enforced by private citizens. Paxton saying based on the Fifth Circuit Court's conclusion, Texas is likely to prevail. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of big cable bills and want to cut the cord, you can still get Newsmax TV for free. Millions of Americans like you are watching Newsmax. It's available on all major cable systems, or get it free on major streaming platforms. Watch Newsmax on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and more. Find Newsmax on your hub guide or use the TV app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. More than 7 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. There's no paywall or subscription, so watch Newsmax anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. And watch great shows with Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Diamond and Silk, Stinchfield, and a lot more. Find out why America is tuning in to Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing cable news channel. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Attorney General testifying before Congress for the first time.
The Attorney General taking heat from Republicans after announcing that the FBI will intervene when parents cross the line at school board protests. Merrick Garland saying at a House hearing he believes parents who protest peacefully should not be labeled terrorists, but doing so violently is certainly not protected speech. He also had this to say to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle about his job.
Keeping our country safe requires protecting its democratic institutions, including the one we sit in today, from violent attack. As the committee is well aware, the department is engaged in one of the most sweeping investigations in its history in connection with the January 6th attack.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A mixed day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 6 points to close at 35,603, the S&P gaining 13 points, and the NASDAQ adding 94 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Democrats, including President Biden, remain optimistic that a reconciliation deal is in sight.
As President Biden continues to push his massive spending bill, former White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News says governmental central planning is the wrong answer.
Well, listen, save America, kill the bill. I mean, that's still my motto. $2 trillion is unimpressive because there are all these accounting gimmicks. And the other thing is, the Bidens were asleep at the switch on this supply-side shortages, the container ship backup in the L.A. and Long Beach ports. There's nothing in there that would get updates on machinery and automation in these ports. And that's also because the longshoremen oppose it. And Americans, consumers, do not want to wait. They hate shortages. They hate austerity. They want prosperity. And government central planning is not the answer.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A new Navy report concluded that sailors did not know how to react when a fire broke out aboard the amphibious assault ship USS Bonhomme Ricard in July 2020. The Navy's report found that 36 individuals, including the ship's commander and five admirals, were responsible for numerous errors after the ship was intentionally set on fire in San Diego's harbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.